You've reached the right place, a destination called Soul. It's the BRNX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And on A Bowl of Soul, we celebrate the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington that occurred on Wednesday, August 28th, 1963. And it was because of this historic march, it led the way for the passing of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, the Voting Rights Act of 1965, and also the Housing Act, Fair Education and Housing Act of 1968. On A Bowl of Soul, we're going to give you some of the music that helped to forge this movement.
How I got over. He kept me.
Oh, yes.
Thank him cause he never left me.
Oh, yes.
Thank him for the Holy Bible.
Oh, yes.
Thank him for good old revival.
Oh, yes.
Thank him for heavenly vision.
Oh, yes.
Thank him for old time religion.
Oh, yes.
Well, I'm gonna sing.
Hallelujah.
Well, you know I'm gonna shout. From every nation,
oh, yes.
On the way to the great coronation,
oh, yes.
Coming from the north, south, east and west,
oh, yes.
On the way to the land of rest,
oh, yes.
Well, I'm gonna join the heavenly choir,
oh, yes.
Gonna sing and never get tired,
oh, yes.
You know I'm gonna sing.
A Bowl of Soul, baby. That's the Clara Ward singing How I Got Over, and that was one of Dr. King's favorite songs, and he had Mahalia Jackson sing that song on August 28th, 1963. And this song, How I Got Over, was written by Miss Clara Ward, who was born April 21st, 1924, and she died January 16th, 1973. And coming at you on A Bowl of Soul, we're going to give you Aretha Franklin's version of a folk song called If I Had a Hammer, Baby. This was on the Columbia Records label. This is before she got on the Atlantic Records label. Here on A Bowl of Soul, If I Had a Hammer, done by the great Miss Aretha Franklin. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Swing it in the morning, swing it in the evening, all over this land.
Aretha Franklin singing If I Had a Hammer, Baby. And that song was written by Pete Seeger and Lee Hayes. The song was written in 1949, and it was in support of the progressive movement. And at that time, the song wasn't really popular given the political climate during 1949. You know, as you know, that was like at the time of the McCarthy era and, you know, being anti-communist. But the song did better 10 years later, and this song was done by Aretha Franklin on the Columbia record label in 1965, and it was on her album called Yeah, In Person, Baby. But this song was again done originally by Peter, Paul, and Mary, and it was first recorded by the Weavers, a folk music quartet composed of Pete Seeger, Hayes, Ronnie Gilbert, and Fred Hellerman, and then by Peter, Paul, and Mary, Baby. And that was one of the popular folk songs of that era. It was really a number three hit for Trini Lopez in 1963. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and this is Professor T Love coming at you on the Progressive, Baby. Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, and you can catch me at 6 p.m. on Fridays, every Friday. And you can tune in and listen to A Bowl of Soul on Live 365, 365 days of the year, 24 hours of the day, 7 days of the week. And you can catch me on aircheck.us, where you can listen to some of the most famous DJs on that network. And you can also listen to A Bowl of Soul, Baby. And then you can catch me on the rhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm on Sundays at 7 p.m. And we're going to keep this going because, you know, at this time, you know, if you give you a little bit of history of you know, of why they had to have this march, because as you know, when Lincoln, at the time, Lincoln had freed the slaves in 1865, and, you know, blacks were free from slavery, elevated to the status of citizens, and men were given full voting rights at the end of the American Civil War. However, many, many African Americans continue to face economic and political repression. And what happened, a system of legal discrimination developed known as Jim Crow. And it was pervasive in the American South. And that after that, Jim Crow lasted up until 1965. Until the passing of the Voting Rights Act in 1964, and it was passed in 1964, but it was acted on in 1965, and blacks, African Americans in the United States, especially in the South, had to endure being under repression up until that time. Coming up next is a song that is a witty song. It didn't make many Mississippians happy at the time in 1964, but you know what? We have to call a spade, and that's exactly what Nina Simone did when she wrote a song called Mississippi Goddamn, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
The name of this tune is Mississippi Goddamn. And I mean every word of it. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Can't you see it? Can't you feel it? It's all in the air. I can't stand the pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer. Alabama's gotten me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi. tune, but the show hasn't been written for it yet. Hound dogs on my trail, school children sitting in jail, black cat cross my path, I think every day's gonna be my last. Lord have mercy on this land of mine, we all gonna get it in due time. I don't belong here, I don't belong there, I've even stopped believing in prayer. Don't tell me, I'll tell you, me and my people just about do. I've been there, so I know. Keep on saying, go slow. But that's just the trouble. Washing the windows, picking the cotton, you're just plain rotten. Too damn lazy, you're thinking it's crazy. Where am I going? What am I doing? I don't know, I don't know. Just try to do your very best. Stand up, be counted with all the rest. Cause everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. I bet you thought I was kidding, didn't you? Picket lines, school boycotts, they try to say it's a communist plot. All I want is equality for my sister, my brother, my people and me. Yes, you lied to me all these years. You told me to wash and clean my ears and talk real fine just like a lady, and you'd stop calling me Sister Sadie. Oh, but this whole country is full of lies. You all gonna die and die like flies. I don't trust you anymore. You keep on saying, go slow. Go slow. But that's just the trouble. Desegregation. Mass participation. Unification. Do things gradually. But bring more tragedy. Next to me, just give me my equality. Everybody knows about Mississippi. Everybody knows about Alabama. Everybody knows about Mississippi. God damn. That's it.
Everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. You know, that song was done in 1964. The song was released as a single and became a civil rights activist anthem. It was banned in several southern states, ostensibly because of the word of goddamn in the title. You know, this song was her response to the murder of Medgar Evers in Mississippi and the bombing of a church in Birmingham, Alabama, killing four black children. On the recording, she cynically announces the song as a show tune, but the show hasn't been written for it yet. And yes, this is A Bowl of Soul. And, you know, this song was critical because really was speaking to the degraded conditions for African Americans in Mississippi and Alabama. And we're going to keep on going with our Chicago soul brothers, Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions, talking about, you know what, in spite of everything that has gone on, we're gonna keep on pushing. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Keep on pushing. Keep on pushing.
I've got to keep on pushing. Mm-hmm. I can't stop now. Move up a little higher. Some way or somehow. 'Cause I've got my strength, and it don't make sense not to keep on pushing. Now maybe someday I'll reach that higher goal. I know I can make it with just a little bit of soul. 'Cause I've got my strength, and it don't make sense not to keep on pushing. Now look a look, look a look, a look a yonder. Oh, what's that I see? A great big stone wall stands there ahead of me. But I've got my pride, and I move the wall aside and keep on.
That's a classic song, and it was the Impressions' sixth top 40 single and a top 10 pop smash, peaking at number 10, and it went to number 1 for 2 weeks on the Cash Box R&B chart, and it was one of the main anthems of the civil rights movement in America during this time, and was the title song of the Impressions' top 10 hit album, Keep On Pushing, Baby. And this is a Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music, and we're going to keep on pushing, baby. And we're going to let you know that a change is going to come. And as you know, that song was done by Sam Cooke, who was heavily influenced by Bob Dylan, who had an album at the time, Blowing in the Wind, in 1963. And Sam Cooke recorded A Change is Going to Come in 1963. And to really see the success of that song, I believe that Sam Cooke, he wasn't really able to fully see the success of that song and to see what was to come about after 1964, because, you know, Sam Cooke was tragically murdered in December of 1964. But a great rendition was done by the late, great Otis Redding. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know change has gotta come now. Ooh, yes it is now. Oh man, oh man. It's been too hard living. Oh man. And I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the clouds. It's been a long time coming. I know change has gotta come. Oh, yes, it is. There's a time I will go to my brother. Oh, man. I've asked my brother, will you help me? Turned me down, and then I asked my dear mother. Oh, I said, mother, I'm down on my knees. It's been a time that I owe. Lord, it's been last very long. Oh, now, oh, somehow I thought I was in labor. Try to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. Oh, yes, it is. Just like I said, I went to my little bitty brother. Oh, my little brother now. Brother, help me, please. Oh, now. He turned me down, and then I go to my little mother, my dear mother. Oh, now. I said, mother, I'm down on my knees. But there was a time that I thought. I thought I was still able to try to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know the change gotta come. It's been so long, a little too long, but the change has gotta come.
Don't let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure, high, and clean. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm
bad,
black and beautiful.
Say it louder.
Thank you.
This is Ebola Soul, and I had to play you an excerpt from the late, great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. talking about I'm black and beautiful, baby. And then I had to come at you with Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud, which became the unofficial anthem of the Black Power movement. And as you know, after coming off of the heels of the March on Washington in 1963, then the passing of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, and then the Voting Rights Act of 1965, and bam, 1966 came in. That was the year the Black Power movement started. And as you know, Dr. King, what he was doing and what other organizers were doing was running right into the Black Power movement, in which the Black Power movement believed in blacks, African Americans, having the need for empowerment. And that's what the song Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud addresses. It addresses the prejudice towards blacks in America and the need for black empowerment. And this is Ebola Soul, baby. And I'm on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, at 6 p.m. on Fridays. And catch me on Live 365, 365 days, 7 days of the week, 24 hours of the day. You can also catch me on aircheck.us, aircheck.us, baby, and you can catch me on therhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm. And you can follow me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul, and make sure you like A Bowl of Soul's page on Facebook. It's A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And if you're interested in buying A Bowl of Soul hats, t-shirts, mugs, hoodies, just go to http://tinyurl.com/A Bowl of Soul. And let me tell you why it's important for you to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
No.
From the late great Eddie Kendricks off of his 1972 album, My People Hold On, Baby. And I just want to read you a little poem from Mr. Langston Hughes, who was born February 1st, 1902, and he died May 22nd, 1967. The name of the poem is called My People. The night is beautiful, so the faces of my people. The stars are beautiful, so the eyes of my people. Beautiful also is the sun. Beautiful also are the souls of my people. And this is a bowl of soul, baby, commemorating the March on Washington that was on Wednesday, August 28th, 1963. We're celebrating the 50th anniversary. And really, it is the start of the civil rights struggle in the United States for African Americans and ends up being the struggle of all people. Coming up next by Mr. Ken Booth, Is It Because I'm Black? And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Dark brown shade of my skin, huh? Only head color to my tears, that splash against my olive bones, that rocks my soul. Looking back over my past dreams that I once knew, wondering why my dreams never came true. Somebody tell me, what can I do? Something is holding me back. Is it because I'm black? In this world of no pity, I was raised in the ghetto of the city. Mama, she worked so hard to earn every penny, yeah, yeah, Something is holding me back. Something is holding me back. I'm wondering if it's because I'm black. Thank you.
he's holding me back. Is it because I'm black? Something he's holding me back. Is it because I'm black?
That's the legendary Ken Booth from Jamaica, baby. Is it because I'm black? And this is a bowl of soul. And you know what? After him and all of that, you know what? In the end, you just got to stand, baby. Stand by Sly and the Family Stone. And this is a bowl of soul.
One that's done all the things you set out to do. Stand.
There's a cross for you to bear.
Things to go through if you're going anywhere.
Things you want are real.
You have you to complete, and there is no deal.
There's a midget standing tall,
and the giant beside him about to fall.
Of the 1969 album called Stan, and that was released as a 7-inch single. And you know, the song's title and lyrics are a call for its listeners to stand up for themselves, their communities, and what they believe in. And Sylvester Sly Stone was credited as the sole songwriter of this song. And this is a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music, baby. And we're going to keep this posture going. We're going to take it to the hilt by going to the Rascals, 1968, talking about, you know what, people got to be free, baby. And this is a bowl of soul.
All the world over, so easy to see. People everywhere just want to be free. Listen, please, listen, that's the way it should be.
You should see
Rascals talking about people got to be free. You know, this song was RIAA certified as a gold record on August 23rd, 1968, and eventually sold over 4 million copies, and it was later on the group's March 1969 album, Freedom Suite. And, you know, after this song out, the Rascals would only perform at concerts that featured an African-American act. And if those conditions were not met, the Rascals canceled several shows in protest, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul because, you know, people have to be free and we have to show tolerance. And it's interesting that we still have to keep speaking that out into the world, that we have to be free and we have to show respect for others and have tolerance. Yes, because there are things that we still are stomping out to this day. We're still trying to stomp out racism. We're still trying to stomp out people being attacked because they're homosexual or they're gay or lesbian. It's ridiculous already. You know what? Get over it already. You understand? This is a free country and people have a right to be where they are. And also, people have to have a right to be in a place where they belong without getting killed. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next is Mr. Bob Marley talking about one love, baby, because that's what we need right now is one love. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
One love.
What about a one heart?
One heart.
What about
Celebrating on a bowl of soul, the March on Washington, commemorating the 50th anniversary, the March for Freedom, for Fairness and Wages, Economic Freedom, the fair, just the right to exist and live and be free, have fair housing, labor, economic freedom, and that translates to us today, in this very day. I'm going to play a song for you that really touched me to my heart. You know, I was only 2 years old when Dr. King was killed, but there is a song that was sung at his funeral by the late, great Nina Simone called Why the King of Love is Dead. And I want to play that for you because we need to understand the magnitude of the man, Dr. Martin Luther King. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Of course, this whole program is dedicated to the memory of Dr. Martin Luther King. You know that, anyway. Once upon this planet Earth lived a man of humble birth, preaching love and freedom for his fellow man. He was dreaming of the day peace would come to earth to stay, and he spread this message all across the land. Turn the other cheek, he'd plead. Love thy neighbor was his creed. Pain, humiliation, death, he did not dread. With his Bible at his side, from his foes he did not hide. It's hard to think that this great man is dead. Oh yeah. Well, the murders never cease. Are they men or are they beasts? What do they ever hope to gain? Will my country is it too late for us all? And did Martin Luther King just die in vain? Cause 'cause he'd seen the mountaintop. And he knew he could not stop, always living with the threat of death ahead. Folks, you'd better stop and think, 'cause we're headed for the brink. What will happen now that he is dead? He was for equality for all people, you and me. Full of love and goodwill, hate was not his way. He was not a violent man. Tell me, folks, if you can, why was he shot down the other day? I'm gonna say he'd seen the mountaintop, and he knew he could not stop, always living with a threat of death ahead. Folks, you'd better stop and think and feel again, for we're headed for the brink. What's gonna happen now that the King of Love
still encouraged and enlightened, because she said, what are we going to do now that the King of Love is dead? And that charge is for all of us. What are we going to do? And as we commemorated the March on Washington, the 50th anniversary, we had gotten charged up again to move forward, not only in the spirit of the movement, but in the spirit of the future. This is A Bowl of Soul, and this is Professor T. Love. I hope you enjoyed my commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington, and I hope that you're inspired. I'm definitely inspired that we have to move forward. And you know, it's something that is ongoing until we die. So again, until we tune in to next week, again, coming at you with some R&B soul and classic R&B, as well as the new R&B on A Bowl of Soul. You guys have a great weekend. We are our brother's keeper. And yes, you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.